Ernie Meadows was alone in his house on Yellow Banks Road when he heard it.
I heard it coming for at least a mile before it got here because I was outside watching, and because I'm living, it's a mile to my closest neighbor and it's all open field.
He ran back inside, hunkered down, and waited as the tornado roared over his house, taking off the roof and the west wall.
And after it all cleared, you know, and the popping quit and explosions quit happening, I made my way out and went to my son's house, and they were buried in the rubble. We had to dig them out.
Thankfully, his son and daughter-in-law, who live barely 100 yards away, were safely pulled from the wreckage of their home with help from a half a dozen firefighters who were already on the scene. The lifelong Franklin County resident has seen a lot of severe weather in his life.
And I've seen several tornadoes go by here. And by the grace of God, you know, they've always missed. This one didn't miss.
Ernie's wife, Ruth Meadows, was gone when the tornado struck their Franklin County home.
I was in New Orleans visiting friends. I got a call from my son about 9 o'clock last night. And he told me, he says, Mom, he said, both our houses are gone. He said, we're all okay. The hand of God was upon us, and we're fine.
I'm Kevin Boucher.